Whenever we gather for worship, we celebrate that Christ is risen. But especially on Easter, we enter into that mystery of our faith. And we enter into the Jesus story, remembering the one who became flesh and dwells among us. We come remembering the one who shows what it means to love, the one who shows us what it means to have life and have it abundantly, the one who shows us how to receive evil, injustice, oppression, and transform it into love and compassion and new life. Every time we gather for worship, but especially on Easter, we celebrate and recognize that the worst thing is never the last thing, and that God is on the move, making all things new. And so it's fitting that we stop and pause at the mystery of our faith, that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. And when we come to worship God and recognize that we enter into this mystery, we come recognizing that we can't reduce it to a simple mathematical formula. It isn't some three-point creedal affirmation, but it is an encounter with the risen Christ. It is an unstoppable force that allows us to experience the infinite that we call heaven on earth. And we come recognizing that we are also invited into this mystery of resurrection, both in our life experiences here, as well as the life that awaits us in the world to come. When we come forward and think about this magnificent mystery that we enter into and God invites us, it is fitting then that over the history, we have used symbols to help invite us into something that is beyond words, helps our souls and our hearts to unite with our minds to encounter God in a greater way. And so today, here in the sanctuary, you see a number of symbols, and they are meant to draw you into that deeper truth of how God is providing resurrection in your life and in the world and in the world to come. And Miss Amber shared with us a few of those symbols already that our children have been reflecting on and thinking about. And you'll see more symbols as you kind of peek around in the sanctuary. But this morning, the symbol that I especially want us to think about on this Easter Sunday, as we think about the resurrected Christ, is the symbol of the butterfly. Now, I know our children don't have their butterflies in their hands anymore and that they have gone on a journey and we'll find them later. But I want us to think about this symbol of the butterfly and why it is an Easter symbol. For many of us, we understand that the butterfly goes through what we call what? Metamorphosis, right? And it starts, what does a butterfly start as? Does anyone know what a butterfly starts at? What does a butterfly start as? A caterpillar, right? And many of you probably read The Hungry Caterpillar, right, at some point in your life. And so these butterflies start as a caterpillar, and then when they're getting ready to become a butterfly, they don't become a butterfly right away. They have to create something. Does anyone know what they create when they're getting ready? What are they getting ready to create? What does a caterpillar create in order to become a butterfly? Shout it out. A cocoon, a chrysalis, that's right. We have different words to describe what that house is, right, that the caterpillar uses to become a butterfly. You know, when I was little, I thought of a cocoon or a chrysalis like almost like a bear taking a nap, like the caterpillar just took a nap, and then when he woke up, had beautiful wings, right? But that's not exactly how it works. Mm-mm. It is not that easy for a caterpillar to become a butterfly. And in fact, it's very, very strange. When a caterpillar is getting ready to turn into a butterfly and turns into its cocoon, it actually winds up turning into goo. It uses all these crazy digestive enzymes, and it just becomes a pile of goo. And you know what? For all intents and purposes, if you were to look in at that moment, it looks like it has died. And so you can imagine, especially for boys and girls, why that might be a symbol about Jesus and his resurrection. Because when he went into the tomb or the chrysalis, there was that time when he had died. But just like those butterflies, we know that the goo is not the end of the story, is it? No. The goo, all that old stuff of what they were when they were a caterpillar, it winds up getting refashioned into something new, into a butterfly. And do you know that scientists know that most caterpillars and insects that go through metamorphosis have within them, when they're in goo, they have these parts of them that stay, they're called imaginal discs. Imaginal discs. These are parts of the caterpillar that have been there from the beginning, and they're like instructions that are going to help align it and get it going to become the butterfly. And they've existed from the beginning, but they hadn't developed yet. So when they're in their cocoon, and they're just looking like a pile of goo, the imaginal discs line up, and they help instruct that pile of goo into becoming a wonderful caterpillar, a wonderful butterfly. And of course, we know that for the butterflies, when they emerge, it still takes a little bit of time too, right? When their wings come out, a butterfly doesn't just flap away, right? It takes a little bit of time, needs some time to get its wings dried and all of the things moving before it can fly. But we have this image about the butterfly, which is a very fitting image for Easter, because we see not only in the pattern of the butterfly turning from caterpillar to butterfly, we see that pattern of what happened with Jesus, right? Having died, gone into the tomb, and then becoming resurrected into something new. A lot of times when we look at this story, we just assume that Jesus just like went to sleep for a couple days and then woke up. But the scriptures cause us to think about Jesus becoming something new. And that's why a lot of times people didn't recognize him. And of course, we are reminded in this Easter story of resurrection that we too are also invited into these experiences of resurrection. We of course remember, and we hold fast to the promise that death is not the end, and that in the Easter story, we know that we have life forever, especially with Jesus, right? There's a resurrection for all of us. But we also know that we experience these little resurrection moments in our lives here and now, and that God is always inviting us into that metamorphic process where there are parts of our life that are going to turn into goo. But the goo is not the end. The goo is never the end. We are reminded that like those butterflies, you know, we have in our souls, we have those kinds of imaginal discs too. And in our Christian theology, we talk about that as being created in the image of God. There are parts of our hearts and our souls that have been with us from the beginning, that when we come into this world, God knows how beautiful and magnificent each and every one of us are. But you know what? Sometimes there are parts of our lives, like those imaginal discs, that stay dormant, or maybe haven't been activated yet. And every time we go through this resurrection process, when there's a part of our life that starts falling apart and turning into goo, God lines up that beautiful image of God within us and is always nurturing and encouraging and developing something beautiful for us. And that is what we celebrate on Easter, that not only has Christ risen, but Christ invites us into this cycle and promise of resurrection. And I think it's important as we reflect on the image of the butterfly is to use that as an image of resurrection, because sometimes we just assume that resurrection is resuscitation, right? Oh, I just can't wait for everything to go back to normal. or to be the way it was. We want resurrection to just redo our greatest hits, but God does not work that way. God invites us into metamorphosis, into becoming a new creation. And sometimes that is scary and messy and a lot of goo. But with God's help, something even more beautiful and magnificent develops. And so on this Easter Sunday, I pray that you may experience the joy of being goo and recognize that God is at work in your life, creating something new within you, creating something new within this world, and you can see it happening day after day if you hang out here in this congregation. So if you are new for the first day and you're looking for a community of faith that is on the path of resurrection, I invite you to come back again, to join us on the journey, to help us become who God is calling us to be, so that we can experience the joy of resurrected life together. Thanks be to God. Amen.